We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United here at the AMR studio at Petco Park. Jesse Agler, Kurt Bevacqua, and very happy to be joined now by the second round pick of the San Diego Chargers this year, linebacker Denzel Perriman from
the
University of Miami, my school. So that makes this particularly fun. Welcome to San Diego, man. How's it been? A little bit of a whirlwind, huh?
Yeah, man, it's lovely, man. It's just like Miami, just high-end, you know, no humidity, you know, a lot of wind breeze, and I love it.
Love it. That's nice on the practice field, right? That lack of humidity, a little bit different than Coral Gables.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little hot, but, you know, after a while, like, you know, when you're on the field, you know, you don't feel that breeze to, you know, after the play or, you know, get on the sideline, get you a nice little sip of cold water, you know, then that breeze hits you. So it feels real good.
Imagine all the players that went from, like, Berea, Ohio to Green Bay, Wisconsin to play for the Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes from Miami to San Diego.
You know, he's got it all
pretty
figured
rough,
out.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, man, it's lovely, man. It's not like that at all.
Like, he could have been a Viking, for goodness sakes. Like, that would have been a tough transition, exactly.
Yeah.
But instead, you get to do the Miami to San Diego thing. That's nice. Obviously, it's a whirlwind, right? You know, you got the draft, which barely a month ago at this point. Mm-hmm. You get here, rookie camp, all that kind of stuff. Get a playbook, meeting teammates, meeting coaches. Has it been about as crazy a month as you've ever had?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it has been. I was supposed to fly out, you know, the very next day, you know, to come meet the coaches, you know, do all the, like, the media stuff. But something happened with my flight, so I had to, you know, wait a whole another week to come out. And as soon as I came out, you know, met all the coaches, you know, did, like, you know, the media whole thing, you know, got the playbook. You know, I had to get my mind, you know, back into, you know, football mode. But, you know, I adjusted, you know, pretty well.
I'd say so. I think people are excited to see you on the field come this fall. We got you thrown out of first pitch tonight here at Petco Park. How do you feel about your ability to throw a baseball? We know you're a tremendous athlete, world class, great linebacker, but how do you feel about your ability to throw a baseball?
I feel like it's going to be I feel pretty good about
okay.
myself.
Okay, we got confidence.
Yeah, a lot of it.
You're not going to go on the DL tomorrow, right?
Nah. Nah.
I like this, too, by the way, and somebody tweeted the picture yesterday, but if people haven't seen it, on the sleeve of the Padre jersey, the Padres do this when Chargers come out here, you get the bolt, the Charger bolt on the sleeve of the baseball jersey, which is pretty cool. We saw DJ Fluker out here yesterday throwing the first. He had a pretty good pitch, so there's some competition now amongst the Padres. I know you got some teammates here tonight as well, so a little pressure. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, no pressure at all, man.
You'll be good.
He's not worried about it. Not at all. Best part about San Diego, aside from the weather, in the few weeks that you've had the opportunity to check it out?
Like I said, man, just like Miami, you know, I feel like I'm home. The only thing I say I had to adjust to was, you know, the time difference.
Yes,
you know,
it is different.
It took me maybe like a week and a half, you know, to get my sleeping schedule, you know, back on the regular. But, I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, like you said, you know, I can't say the weather, but, you know, it's great.
Awesome. Denzel Perriman is here, second-round pick of the Chargers.
I'm excited about a you guy being here.
Yeah, we got a couple. Yonder Alonso,
first baseman. Let me tell you how spoiled I was. I was excited when Cilio came to town.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's like your era? Is that what you're saying?
It is. I mean, yeah. I was born and raised in Miami.
No, I know. That was a big deal
back then. It's been a while since I've been back there, but just the same, you know, you can take the boy out of Miami. You can't take Miami out of the boy.
That's it. That's what they say about people. Denzel, I watched you very closely for 4 years at the University of Miami. My quick scouting report, and I'm no scout, dynamic playmaker in the middle of the defense. But for Charger fans who obviously won't get the chance to see you in a game until the preseason this August, give them a little rundown of what you think you can bring to the table here.
You know, like you say, you know, dynamic playmaker in the middle. I'm a real, you know, physical player, so you get a lot of physical play, a lot of sideline to sideline. My senior year, you know, I pretty much, you know, I say help my stock, you know, build up my ability, you know, my coverage aspect of the game. So, I mean, they're just going to get, you know, a hard-nosed, you know, linebacker, man.
Hard-nosed linebacker.
What is it about the University of Miami that produces players like you in the defense? They've got some good coaching down there.
You went to the same high school as Jonathan Vilma. Not just the same college. You went to Coral Gables High School. So think about the high school, both those guys coming out. It's a pretty good thing to have to live up to, I guess.
Yeah, man. You know, my dad was, you know, pretty much my coach all my life. Then I got to high school. You know, my head coach is Joe Montoya, and he coached Jonathan Vilma. And my linebacker coach was Roger Pollard, and he played right next to Vilma. They're, like, best friends. So, you know, I had, you know, like just all, you know, good coaching. And, you know, when I got to college, you know, I had Coach Michael Barrow, Hurley Brown, had, you know, those guys, you know, coaching me up even more. And, you know, Vilma, you know, always, you know, Vilma, you know, wanted to give me a challenge every year, you know, want me to do this, you know, want me to do that. So, you know, I just, you know, just take all that coaching and all the challenges and just apply it on the field.
Sounds like a perfect plan.
Is Miami, Jackson, and Hialeah High still there?
Yeah, yeah.
So they haven't burned them down yet?
No.
It's been a while.
It has been.
I know they completely redid North Miami where I went to school.
Yeah, and they actually redid Jackson as well. They have like a new school.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. there were a couple that needed to be fixed up.
Jackson especially. That was my neighborhood.
That was your neighborhood. Yeah.
And then we moved up to North Miami. Thank goodness.
Awesome. Denzel Perriman, second round pick. Like three people watching right now have any idea what you're talking about.
He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He's one of the three, and I'm one of the three. And I'm just assuming there's one other guy out there somewhere. Hey, man, congrats on being drafted by the Chargers. Welcome to San Diego, and good luck this season, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Denzel Perriman of the Chargers will be throwing out a first pitch tonight. No pressure. No pressure. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Ian Kennedy's start last night, and hear from Buddy Black, Padres Social Hour, from the AMR studio at Petco Park.